And it's time again for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Always a treat. Okay, so this week's movie was not one that I was dying to see, frankly, but there was a kind of a dearth of movies either that I hadn't seen or that were in English and that weren't for kids, only for kids, or horror films. Anyway, so what I ended up seeing was a movie called One Night Only. And it's a rom-com. I don't know how else to describe it exactly. Directed by somebody named Will Gluck, who is apparently a young director that people know about. There were two main characters. And one is played by Monica, I think it's Barbaro, and Callum Turner plays the guy. And the idea is that there is only one night in a year, when people who are not married can have sex. So at a certain moment in time, it's like a bell goes off and young unmarrieds are, you know, going nuts trying to find someone that they can have sex with. It's what they call a high concept movie. This high concept movie is that there is a mandate in place, and it's put in place by kind of old farts who have really nothing to do with what the reality of what this is going to mean for the young people. But there's kind of like, yeah, this is not, it seems like a good idea on paper, because in fact, venereal disease goes down and all the things that are part and parcel of too much, it's like rampant sex, do, you know, get better with this mandate where you once for 8 hours, an 8 hour period once a year, you get to go out and have as much sex as you want. And what seems to be the case for at least some of these people is that they don't have anyone to have sex with. The Callum Turner character has a girlfriend, but the girlfriend has basically said, well, because we only do this once a year, and I'm going to see someone that I like a surprise, and you go ahead and do the same. And he's not interested. He wants to marry her, and he was planning to use this evening as the night when he proposes. But she quashes that early on. They're in a restaurant, and she announces that she's decided that no, she's not going to sleep with him tonight. It's time for both of them to look around a little bit. This is the worst night in the world to have said this. A, because he really wants to propose, and B, because there's just everybody in New York City, which is where the movie is set, everybody, young folks, are looking for sex partners. So the movie itself, I can say something about the two leads, who are very good and quite charming. Monica, I'm not sure about the last name, Monica Barbaro, is really good, and she's a good singer. I think what I saw her in before was playing Joan Baez in the movie about Bob Dylan, and she was wonderful. Anyway, she's certainly someone to watch. She is, unfortunately, stuck with having to wear the skimpiest dress ever. A friend of hers says, oh, yes, you look nice, but now you need to look essentially slutty. So here's this tiny, tiny, tiny little dress. And she wears that for the rest of the movie. And it was just, I think the word is cringeworthy. I was watching this thinking, holy cow, they should have given her extra pay to do this, because he looked so uncomfortable and was so revealing. It's like, oh, anyway. And she's not real happy about it either, but she's decided that, well, I might as well go ahead and find someone to have sex with. And she meets our hero, the Callum Turner character. And they don't hit it off. They first thing he does is throw up on her shoes. And then they kind of split up, and the rest of the movie is them continuing to meet in New York on their quest to find sex partners for this 12-hour period when they can have sex. And it's just, there are some funny bits, and there's a few funny extra characters in there, but it's not a hugely funny movie. And the whole concept of this, the high concept, which is that this is the one night in a year when you are permitted to have sex if you're unmarried. It just, as a couple of critics pointed out, they don't really do anything with that. And how they could determine how they can control this is another thing I kept finding myself, why? How can they know what these people are doing in their private lives all the time? There is a kind of a special tattoo that they get, and when it turns green, it means sort of a green light. Yes, you can go out and have sex, and if it's red, it's no, you can't. But that wasn't the whole thing. Just wasn't explored very much. Now, maybe that was okay. Maybe what people wanted was just a rom-com where the idea of people running around trying to find sex partners is funny. And some of it was funny. But in general, I like rom-coms. I'm of an era when rom-coms were the way to go. I didn't love this movie. I thought, yeah, it's fortunately it's not overly long. And also fortunately the two main characters, Monica Barbaro in particular, are really engaging. And you hope for the best for them, and you think they belong together. But in general, it's like, I can't recommend this movie very highly, because I think it's easily one that you can wait for its television debut. If you go to see it, you may well be, you know, reasonably entertained for an hour and three quarters or whatever it is. But I don't think you're going to love it. I don't think anybody's going to love it. And I was a little sorry that they didn't spend more time looking at this whole idea that the government has imposed a mandate on sex. Like, what? but I thought they could have done far more with that. And instead, it turned into a more or less average rom-com with two pleasant leading characters. So I don't know what else Will Gluck has done, and I don't know what he's going to do in the future, but I think this was this did not get hit out of the park. It was not a particularly wonderful film. So it's playing downtown at the Maison de Cinema, and the seats, of course, are always very comfortable. There was a very small number of people watching the movie last night, which didn't surprise me. And I assume everybody who was there kind of liked it and knew what they were going to be watching. There's another, anyway, that's the end of One Night Only. Okay, but I'll see it, I'll talk about it, but I'm not going to give it a big recommendation. There is, however, a movie coming at the end of this week called The End of Oak Street. And it's a horror film, but it looks like a more or less grown up horror film, but you don't have to be like deep into the horror scene to enjoy this movie, because it's just well done. with Anne Hathaway and Irish actor. I'm sorry, I can't remember his name right now. And there's at least one dinosaur and a little girl. So that is coming locally on Thursday or Friday of this week. So I'm thinking that I will likely next week be talking about the end of Oak Street, because I think that will be the only movie that is playing locally that I have not seen, and it's in English, and it's for roughly my demographic. So that's what's happening next week. But for this week, you can decide to go out to the movies and see One Night Only, or stay home. And I have a feeling it'll come to a streaming service on your TV in no time at all. Okay, so that's my take on that.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie. Talk next week.
Yep. Okay. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.